Radio Prague News.
The Czech embassy in Syria is to provide consular services on behalf of the United States. A report suggests Prague's Blanka tunnel cost will reach 36 billion crowns, and Czechs win their first medal at the Olympic Games, a silver in the men's kayaking competition. The Czech Republic is to provide consular services for the United States in Syria, the Czech Foreign Ministry has confirmed. The move comes following the closure of the Polish embassy, which had been undertaking the service for the United States in Syria on Friday following security concerns. The Czech embassy will also continue to provide consular services for the Slovakian government in Syria. The United States embassy in Syria was closed back in February as violence flared up in the country between pro-government forces and anti-Assad rebels. The Czech move comes in response to a request by the United States government. The Czech Foreign Ministry has said that its own country's presence in Syria will continue to be evaluated in relation to the ever-changing security situation in the country. Prague's underground car traffic tunnel, known as Blanka, will reach a final price tag of 36 billion crowns, according to a report obtained from Prague municipal authorities by the newspaper Hospodarské noviny. The tunnel, which is set to open in May 2014, will provide a traffic bypass from the north to the southwest of the city. Construction on the roughly 6.4-kilometre tunnel began in 2007, with an estimated price tag of 28 billion crowns, according to the then-mayor Pavel Bem. Engineering challenges and the digging of the tunnel are said to be behind the increased costs. However, city authorities are claiming that they managed to reduce costs from escalating to 38 billion crowns, saving 2 billion. The tunnel is being built by the private firm Metrostav, with finances coming from both Prague and the national government. The Czech Republic has ended its Olympic medals drought with a silver medal win by 25-year-old kayaker Vavřin Hradilek. The silver medal win was in the Olympics men's canoe slalom K1 kayak category, with Hradilek coming in with a time of 94.78 seconds. He was pipped at the post by gold medal winner Italy's Daniel Molmenti, who came in at 93.43 seconds. This is Hradilek's first Olympic silver. The kayaker came in 7th place in his category during the Beijing Olympics 4 years ago. Last week, staff at Prague Zoo were in mourning over the accidental self-hanging of the 5-year-old and much-loved gorilla Tattoo. However, mourning turned to joy on Tuesday as the zoo announced that Tattoo's mother, Kiivu, was once again pregnant. The birth is expected at the end of this year. Kiivu, who is 19 years old, is also the mother of the 7-year-old Moya, who was moved to Spain in 2011, and 2-year-old Kiburi. Meanwhile, it has been revealed that the deceased Tattoo will be stuffed and placed on permanent display at the National Museum. And a quick look at the weather. The next few days will be mostly clear with increasingly hot conditions, some showers and storms coming in from the southeast. Daytime highs should range between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. I'm Dominic Yoon, and that's the news for now.